Hello and welcome to Czech Books. A great new source of information about Czech literature was launched on the 1st of December, an English language version of the Czech literature portal. I went to visit Viktor Debnar of the Arts Institute in Prague, which is responsible for the project, and Jaroslav Balvin, the portal's editor, to find out more. Hello, Viktor. Could you tell me something about the history of the Czech portal of literature?
Well, the Czech Literature Portal was founded in 2005 by the Ministry of Culture, and since that time it was also managed directly by the Ministry. The portal was primarily intended to promote Czech literature abroad, and from various reasons, in 2009, this year, the Ministry decided to give the responsibility for the management of the portal to our Arts Institute, and therefore we are responsible for the portal since March this year.
And whose idea was it to establish the English language version of it?
In a way, the English version was present on the portal already before the launching of the portal this December, but just parts of the text were translated into English, and what is most important, that these parts were not up-to-date information, for example, profiles of authors, but nowadays we started to translate into English also new information, that means new books, new events in the literary life of the Czech Republic and so on.
Hello, Jaroslav. You're actually the editor-in-chief of the portal. Could you tell me what exactly listeners can find on it when they click onto your website, which is www.czechlit.cz?
Hello. On the portal, you will find daily updated news, literary events in Czech Republic, such as festivals and conferences, interviews and articles about Czech literature taken from Czech literary magazine like Host or newspapers like Mladá fronta Dnes, and also information about Czech literature abroad, such as the participation of Czech authors in book fairs and festivals, the awarding or prizes, and calls for proposals within the grant programs of the Ministry of Culture of the Czech Republic. The new book section provides annotation of new both fiction and non-fiction. The portal understands literature in a broader sense. It's not merely the written, printed word. It also includes, for example, comics, audiobooks, works on the internet, and intermedia experiments.
And I think also this sense you have of wanting to take a really broad view of literature, you also include things like a list of all of the literary cafes that people can find, so if they visit the Czech Republic they can enjoy a literary atmosphere.
Yeah, there is a list of literary cafes where you can go to watch or hear some literary event. But we also provide literary event sections, which is daily updated. And in this section you can find information about literary events both in Czech and abroad, both in Prague as well as in regions. And we try to attach press releases or information about authors and books presented on these literary events, if there are some.
This is a poem by one of the authors featured on the portal, the fiction writer and poet Michal Šander. Would you have a dime for a hamburger? He had. I held out my hand, but instead of a coin, he grabbed it and dragged me to a snack bar at Angel. No chance to protest, a beefy guy around 40. I was 16. You begged for food, so eat. He paid for goulash plus 4 dumplings, risotto on top of that, and roast beef with cream sauce and fat pork meat and a fried sausage. I was eating it maybe an hour, my eyes popping out of their sockets. I hated him, the bastard. He stood there silently, unmoving, like a statue of a chaperone. He saw off each of my mouthfuls, only after I'd cleaned the cardboard plate of the last drops of ketchup that ran out of the hamburger, did he bring a pint with a snowy mountain top, invincible as Mount McKinley, and said, "Here's that beer you maybe had in mind, young man."
One of the things I was interested to see on the website was the newsletter, and people can register to get this. Can you tell me more about what you imagine in terms of cooperation and communication with the English-speaking community?
The presence of the newsletter on the portal is a very new one, and we find it very important because it enables us to stay in touch with people interested in Czech literature. The newsletter is provided in two versions, two language versions, either in Czech or English, and versions are not the same ones. The informations in the Czech one and the English one differ a little bit because, of course, some informations are more focused on the issues and things happening in the Czech Republic, and some can be much more useful for abroad.
So you're interested in hearing from people about how they could maybe participate or contribute to the portal?
Well, of course, it's one of our big goals. We very limited financial resources, so we of course are interested in any kind of cooperation. That means that we are interested in cooperation with regular readers, with scholars, or for example with different publishing houses that publish Czech authors. So if anybody is interested, it's not a problem to write an email or to phone us, and we can work on whatever topic.
Many people have heard of a small number of Czech authors. For example, the most famous writers known abroad, I think, are Kundera, Klima, Hrabal. Could you, Jaroslav, give some tips about writers that listeners might find interesting, maybe one or two of your own favorites?
I must say that I prefer novels and short stories. I like foreign authors like Michel Houellebecq or Frida Jelinek, who use or reflect the language of new media, pop culture and mass media, and they write about really contemporary topics, but they have also certain romantic sensibility. I must say that I am still searching for some Czech authors who combine these two elements together, but there are some, like Svatava Antošová, Blumfeld or Emil Hakl, from poets Radek Malý and other novelists like Jaroslav Rudiš, Milan Kozelka or Petr Placák.
I'll just read an extract from an English translation of a novel by one of the authors you mentioned, Emil Hakl, which was published by Twisted Spoon Press last year. This is Of Kids and Parents, a novel based on a dialogue between a middle-aged man and his father as they ramble about various Prague pubs. I wanted to ask you something. Why exactly are you here? Do you even know? Because you made me. Well, that's true. Sorry about that. It happens. But why do you live in Prague all your life? Because I'm afraid of changing my life for the worse. Prague is the only place where I can live. And how do you know that if you've never tried it anywhere else? Spending a week or two in some other town is more than enough time for me to see that I'd go bonkers from the nothingness, the lack of ambiguity, the seriousness of people's lives there. Once you become a tailor there, all you can do is toe the line and remain a tailor till you die, because that's how everyone sees you, no matter how hard you try to be something else. And what don't you like about that? It's boring to take on one role and act it out until you completely decompose. Whereas here? Life unfolds here as if it were a comedy by Fritsch or some touchingly naff Italian porno, like the assassination of Heydrich performed by a children's puppet theatre. And you like that? I like that very much. What, for goodness sake, do you like about it? The theatrical dimensions, the small space, the way a gangster has a similar social standing to a minister and vice versa, all the clowning, all the messing around and rubbing of elbows, all those stories about how someone used to drink beer and play cards with the president. A total circus, but a merry one. You can find information about these authors on the portal. The portal's still under construction. It already has, I think, around 250 authors, and there are profiles and information about most of them, and many of them also have extracts of their work in English, as well as the original Czech, of course. Victor, can you tell me of the future plans for the portal, as well as obviously building up more information, providing more extracts in English? What else do you plan?
Well, for the next year we plan many different things, but one of the things which is important is we would like to focus more on things connected with Czech literature happening abroad. We would like to have a network of several collaborators who would cover several regions which we find important. Of course, it would be the German-speaking country, France, and of course the English-speaking world. So we would like to provide regular information on activities happening in those regions.
Maybe a ridiculously broad question, Jaroslav, but why should people care about Czech literature in particular?
If we speak about foreign audiences, they know mostly Czech authors like Hrabal, Škvorecký, Hašek, Kafka. But there are new contemporary Czech writers which we want to present on our portal. And these authors reflect somehow the world in which they live, and they don't reflect just the Czech Republic because they travel a lot abroad. And so maybe for foreign audiences it would be interesting to read Czech authors who reflect also their world from their perspective of post-communist state in Eastern or Central Europe.
Thanks very much, Yaroslav and Viktor. I think it's clear that for anybody who's really interested in knowing what's going on in Czech literature, this is really an invaluable resource, and I hope that many of you listening will accept the invitation to sign up for the newsletter, and also if you're interested in cooperating in building up this English language resource about literature, then you'll certainly get in touch. So thank you very much, Viktor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yaroslav.
Thank you very much.
Czech Books by Bernie Higgins.